Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of the Volatile Times with Daniel podcast. And sorry that I did not have, you know, a song to sing to you today. I couldn't come up with anything. She said, you know, song flashed in my mind that I could repurpose the lyrics. So sorry for that. But anyway, how are you guys doing? How's your week been? Hope you guys have been good. I've been good. I had an awesome week, yeah. If you want to hear about it, sign up to my newsletter. The link is in the description. Well, that's a song for you. Well, today I'm going to be talking about why you feel stuck, why you are so unable to do new things, why you just cannot form those new habits. Like, we all go through these things, right? Like, it's something I myself have been going through a lot lately because I've been trying to form new habits and, you know, develop new routines for myself. And I decided to, you know, study more on why this happens. So hold on, don't go anywhere because you are in for a treat. Okay, so let's get into today's episode. So like I said before, I'm going to be talking about why it's so hard to form habits, and this is something all of us go through. Don't let anybody boo you, don't let anybody tell you, all my life I have, you know, been unable, be able to do new habits. Just, you know, I say today I'm going to wake up and do something and I just do it, you understand? No. Well, I think there are people like that, but usually they are not. It takes a process, fam, it takes a process. Anyway. Now, there's something called mental resistance, and mental resistance is a very big part of the reason why it is hard for us to form new habits or just change parts of ourselves that we want to change or just do new things that we haven't experienced before. Now, mental resistance is the internal thoughts, our inner habits and things like that that prevent us from doing new things or things that we set out to do, right? Now, you might be wondering, is it village people kind of thing, or is this some supernatural thing, or is this, you know, that whole we are not using every single part of our brain, which is just another myth? Actually, it is due to something called our subconscious. Now, if you don't know what the subconscious is, you have a lot of living to do as a human being. I'll just say that. Okay, you might not know exactly what the subconscious is, but like, at least you've heard of it or you've used the word subconscious before. Like, how much of a Nigerian do you want to be? Okay, our subconscious stores our habits, it stores our preferences, it stores our reactions, it stores our feelings, it stores so many things that we do on a regular basis. Now, I think a good way or a layman way to understand the subconscious is take the mind as a computer. Now, on a computer, you have various applications or computer programs, right? You know, you have this one that you click to do this particular thing. You have this one that you click to do this particular thing. Now, apart from all those ones that you yourself are clicking, there are some applications that are called background processes. And we see these things on our phones a lot. You know, the contact stuff, the call stuff, you know, the way the camera, everything. There are so many things that are running in the background that we know are running in the background, but we are not totally aware of what they are. Now, those things that are running in the background on your computer, which in this case is your mind, they are not necessarily being controlled by you yourself. So what is controlling them? What is running those programs? What is doing those things? What is carrying out those instructions, right? That is what we call your subconscious. So your subconscious is like a program in itself that runs the background processes. It oversees them, you understand? Naturally, we aren't in charge of those things. We don't even have the ability to be constantly aware of those things at every single second, every single minute. So that is what our subconscious does for us, which is a very good thing. It's a very good thing that our subconscious is in charge of that, or it's a very useful thing, you understand, because it allows us to focus on other things, right? But why does that now create this barrier for us to form new habits or do new things? Well, it's because of how the subconscious works in and of itself. The subconscious works or operates with something called a homeostatic impulse. You can Google this, H-O-M-E-O-S-T-A-T-I-C space impulse, homeostatic impulse. Now, with that, it controls or regulates two parts of ourselves. Number one is our physiological body, our physical body, you know, things like your heartbeat, your temperature, your blood flow, all those kind of things that have to do with your body, the way you move your legs, the way you move your hands. You know, when you are walking, you are not constantly thinking of how to move your legs. You are not constantly thinking of how to move your hands. You are not constantly thinking of breathing in through your right nostril and passing out through your left nostril. You are not constantly thinking of hearing a word, you understand? You are not constantly thinking of making your eyes see stuff. Rather, your subconscious is controlling all of that. Your subconscious is doing all of that for you, which is why I said it's a good thing, because imagine going through the entire day and worrying about, you know, is my heart beating up and down? Is my heart beating to left or the right? Is my blood flowing up or is flowing down? And so I'm being constantly aware or thinking of every single aspect of how our body works is maddening. I don't even think we have the ability as human beings to do that, but imagine if that's our everyday life. Or more, and we think we have headache now. I don't know how we want to cope, sincerely. The second part of ourselves that our subconscious regulates or controls is our psychology. There's a part of our psychology that is the subconscious domain, and these things have to do with our thoughts, our feelings, routines, habits, words, taste buds, everything that we do on a regular basis, things that we've been doing for so long that, you know, we just do them on impulse now, hence the word homeostatic impulse. We just do them on instinct now. Take for instance, you know, let's say somebody steps on your leg. Usually if you're a very hot-headed person, that automatically blows, you understand, for you. Now, it doesn't mean that you decided to blow up in the person's face immediately, but usually it's a habit, it's something that you've been doing regularly, yeah? So it just happens. Now, saying that it just happens doesn't mean that we are not totally in control of all these things. I'm just saying that these are things that we do on a regular basis. These are things that we feel on a regular basis, so we don't really think of how to make ourselves feel that way. Our subconscious automatically produces those feelings relating to whatever situations they are recorded down with, and we commonly know this as our comfort zone. You understand? We don't like to challenge our beliefs, we don't like to challenge our preferences, because we already have set preferences and goals and beliefs and, you know, and all those kind of things. So comfort zone, that's what people usually call comfort zone. Now, there is not something associated with comfort zone. Comfort zone is automatically taken to be lazy zone, right? But actually, that is not true. The subconscious being in control of our common day-to-day habits has maintained a balance for decades, has maintained a balance for a long time. So whenever you say you want to try out a new thing, whenever you say you want to make a change, while you are saying, oh, I want to start doing this thing, your subconscious actually is not in line with that. Your subconscious goal is to have a balance. And you saying you want to do a new thing is you introducing chaos, is you introducing disorderliness to that balance. So your subconscious will do its best to convince you to maintain the balance, to maintain the status quo. I hope you guys are understanding what I'm saying. So whenever you say, okay, today I am going to start doing this, today I'm going to start doing that, or okay, let's take for example waking up early, you understand, let's say normally the time you wake up is say 7:38, but now you're saying, oh okay, CCI is always praying by 6 a.m., right? I'm going to be waking up by 6 a.m. or 5:30 so that I can catch morning prayers. Now, once you've decided that, your subconscious automatically goes into DEFCON 1. Alarm, 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 Aziz, alarm, Aziz. I don't even know what movie I heard that in. Oh my God. Anyway, your subconscious automatically goes into alert mode, right? And then when it's time to do that particular thing, your subconscious realizes, oh my God, chaos, 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 chaos. Something is about to change. Something is about to change. So it starts telling you, do you really need to do this? Do you really need to do that? We have a nice thing going on here. Don't ruin it, you understand? We have a nice thing going on. Why attach labels to these things? Why, you know, all these kind of words. You think human beings are the only fuckboys? Trust me, your mind is a fuckboy on a normal day. Your subconscious is a player. Don't mind me. But that is exactly how it is, because whenever you say you want to introduce a new habit that your mind, your body is not used to, that in itself is chaos. And your subconscious goal is to maintain order with yourself. So once chaos is introduced, it starts fighting with that order. Usually that manifests itself as a mental resistance. And because we experience all these things day to day and we don't understand them, we automatically think it's laziness or indiscipline or, you know, all those kind of things, or that it's a sign of limitation, it's a sign of no potential and things like that. But rather, a mental resistance is none of those things. If you're having a mental resistance towards doing something, you are actually in a growth process. That's basically what it is. You're actually in a growth process because it shows that you are trying to make a change. Your subconscious is not a flexible thing. It's not rubber. It cannot form any shape. You understand? It's not Mr. Fantastic that can morph into anybody. It is a static thing. So when you are trying to make a change, you are fighting against, you know, an already set pace. So what you really need to do is to constantly be aware of those moments where mental resistance becomes a thing. So take for instance, you want to be exercising, and this is something I have been struggling with lately, exercising daily, you understand? So a particular day, you know, I just noticed that my mind was convincing me of why I didn't need to exercise, or why I'll feel tired later, or that how I don't like sweating and all those kind of things. And I was like, you know what? No. I actually need to do this thing. So you yourself, when you become aware of those moments, then you now have to make a transition from agreeing to disagreeing with your subconscious. Because if you agree with it, that means you are not really into making that change in the first place. You understand? Or you are not ready to convince yourself to make that change. So when you disagree with what your subconscious is trying to tell you about maintaining the order that you already have in your body, you are going to be making progress. Maybe not fast progress, but progress nonetheless. So whenever you try to form a habit and then, you know, your mind is telling you, do you really need to do this? Or, you know, you just feel a little bit of resistance to doing that thing. Don't think you are a lazy person. Don't think you are a person with no determination. And don't think you're a person with no potential. Rather, it is just a natural process. It happens during growth. What you need to do is to constantly be aware of those things. Expand your consciousness. Yeah, expand your consciousness by practicing awareness and always affirming a doctrine of growth. In other words, have a growth mindset. Have a growth mindset. I can't stress that enough. A growth mindset will help you get far. Sincerely, it will help you get far. So, discipline, all these things are things that we learn. They are not natural things. They are things that we learn. And when you're learning discipline, your mind is used to chaos. You understand? Your mind is used to another form of discipline. So it will look like chaos, yes. It will look like laziness, yes. It will look like undetermination, yes. It will look like elimination, but actually it is a process of growth, and that is what you need to recognize it as. But because when you recognize it as a process of growth, you make the right decisions to overcome those mental resistances. So guys, that's all for today. Yes, I am done. We're basically done. That's basically it. I hope this was good. I hope this was nice. I hope this was helpful to each and every one of you. If it was, reach out to me. Let me know what you think. Let me know what more you'd like me to talk about. You understand? If you have more questions about habits and mental resistances, you can always email me at altdanbriggs@gmail.com. You'll see that in the description of the episode or the show notes. Also, if you would like to support me financially, you like to support the cause of this podcast, you know, help me get equipment and, you know, just all around make things easier, you can always do that using the Shukran link. That's in the description below. Also, there's another thing. We are reaching the end of season one of the podcast. It's going to be 23 episodes and this is the 17th episode. So that leaves how many episodes left, Joseph? 6 episodes left. Yeah. So if you'd like me to talk about anything in the next coming 6 episodes, email me. Sincerely, email me. I'll take it into consideration. We might, you know, have to go back and forth a little bit, but I'll take it into consideration, get your perspective on it, and then, you know, talk about it. So if you want to reach out to me, my mail is always available. Follow me on my social medias. Instagram is @volatilewithdaniel, while Twitter is @DanielBriggs. Yeah. So see you guys in the next one.